कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरा वनचारी यमुन तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरा वनचारी यमुन तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Radha Radha Sri Hari Radha Radha Sri Hari Radhe. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman. Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaur Haribol. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Alva. Jam Vishnu Vada Paramahansa Vrivajika Acharya Stotra Sri 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 Madhi Sivaya Ingri Sabe Sarana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya, Savior of the whole world, most merciful, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikho Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Purushottama Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. New Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Dwaraka Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Vrinda Devi Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gauranita Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Rasi Vihari Lalita Vishaka Ki Jai. Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Program Ki Jai. Kali Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan Nitya Ki Jai. Bhakti Vedanta Institute Scientific Preaching Programs Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Guru Puja Ki Jai. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Samaveda Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato jayam udirayet, nashta prayesho bhadresho, nityam bhagavad sevaya, bhagavati uttama sloke, bhaktin bhavati naistike, ಶೃಣ್ಣತಾಂ ಸ್ವಕದಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪುಣ್ಯಶ್ರಾವಣ ಕೀರ್ತನ ಹೃದ್ಯಂದಸ್ತು ಹ್ಯಭದ್ರಾಣಿ ವಿಧುನೋತಿ ಸುಹೃತ್ಸದಾಂ. This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Text Number 29. Sodharma nishtaha sadajannabihi puman virinchatam eti tataha param ಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಅವ್ಯಾಕೃತಂ ಭಾಗವತೋ ಅಥ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂ ಪತಂ ಯತಾ ಅಹಂ ವಿಬುಧಾಃ ಕಲಾತ್ಯೇ. ಸ್ವಧರ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠಃ ಸದಜನ್ಮಭಿಪುಮಾನ್ ವಿರಿಂಚತಾಮೇತಿ ತದಪರಂ ಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಅವ್ಯಾಕೃತಂ ಭಾಗವತಾಥ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂ ಪತಂ ಯದಾಹಂ ವಿಬುಧಾ ಕಲಾತ್ಯೇ. ಸ್ವಧರ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠಃ ಸದಜನ್ಮಭಿಪುಮಾನ್ ವಿರಿಂಚತಾಮೇತಿ ತದಃ ಪರಂ ಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಅವ್ಯಾಕೃತಂ ಭಾಗವತಾಥ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂ ಪದಂ ಯಥಾಹಂ ವಿಬುಧಾ ಕಲಾತ್ಯೇ. ಸದನ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠಃ ಸದಜನ್ಮಭಿಪುಮಾನ್ ವಿರಿಂಚತಾಮೇತಿ ತದಪರಂ ಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಅವ್ಯಾಕೃತಂ ಭಾಗವತೋಥ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂ ಪದಂ ಯದಾಹಂ ವಿಬುಧಾ ಕಲಾತ್ಯೇ. ಸದನ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠ ಸದಜನ್ಮ ವಿಪುಮಾನ್ ವಿರಿಂಚತಾಮೇರಿ ತದಪರಂ ಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಅವ್ಯಾಕೃತಂ ಭಾಗವತೋಥ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂ ಪದಂ ಯದಾಹಂ ವಿಬುಧಾ ಕಲಾತ್ಯೇ. ಸದನ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠ ಸದಜನ್ಮಭಿಪುಮಾನ್ ವಿರಿಂಚತಾಮೇರಿ ತದಪರಂ ಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಅವ್ಯಾಕೃತಂ ಭಾಗವತೋಥ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂ ಪದಂ ಯದಾಹಂ. ಸದನ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠ ಸದಜನ್ಮಭಿಪುಮಾನ್ ವಿರಿಂಚತಾಮೇರಿ ತದಪರಂ ಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಅವ್ಯಾಕೃತಂ ಭಾಗವತೋಥ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂ ಪದಂ ಯದಾಹಂ ವಿಬುಧಾ ಕಲಾತ್ಯೇ. ಪದಂ ಯದಾಹಂ ವಿಬುಧಾ ಕಲಾತ್ಯೇ ಸದನ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠ ಸದಜನ್ಮ ವಿಪುಮಾನ್ విరించదామేది తదా పరం హిమాం అవ్యాకృతం భాగవతాద వైష్ణవం పదం యదాహం విబుదా కళాత్రియే మదజిస్ స్వధర్మనిష్టః వన్ హూ ఇస్ సిచ్యుయేటెడ్ ఇన్ హిస్ ఓన్ ధర్మ ఆర్ ఆక్యుపేషన్ సదజన్మభి ఫార్ 100 బర్త్స్ పుమాన్ ఎ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ విరించతాం ద పోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మా ఏతి గెట్స్ తతః దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ పరం అబౌ హీ సటన్లీ మాం అటైన్స్ మీ అవ్యాకృతం వితౌట్ డీవియేషన్ భాగవత అంటు ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అథ దేర్ ఫోర్ వైష్ణవం ఎ ప్యూర్ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ పదం పోస్ట్ యథా యాస్ అహం ఐ విబుధా డెమిగాడ్స్ కళాత్యయే ఆఫ్టర్ ద అనిహిలేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్స్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జై ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఎ పర్సన్ who executes his occupational duty properly for 100 births becomes qualified to occupy the post of Brahma. And if he becomes more qualified, he can approach Lord Shiva. A person who is directly surrendered to Lord Krishna or Vishnu in unalloyed devotional service is immediately promoted to the spiritual planets. Lord Shiva and other demigods attain these planets after the destruction of this material world. Please repeat. A person who executes his occupational duty properly for 100 births becomes qualified to occupy the post of Brahma. And if he becomes more qualified, he can approach Lord Shiva. A person who is directly surrendered to Lord Krishna or Vishnu in unalloyed devotional service is immediately promoted to the spiritual planets. Lord Shiva and other demigods attain these planets after the destruction of this material world. Purport. This verse gives an idea of the highest perfection of the evolutionary process as described by the Vaishnava poet Jayadev Goswami. Pralayapayodi jaledu davana sivedam. Let us begin tracing the evolutionary process from the point of devastation, pralaya, when the whole universe is filled with water. At that time, there are many fishes and other aquatics, and from these aquatics evolve creepers, trees, etc. From these, insects and reptiles evolve, and from them birds, beasts, and then human beings, and finally civilized human beings. Now the civilized human being is at a junction where he can make further evolutionary progress in spiritual life. Here it is stated, Sudharmanishtaha, that when a living entity comes to a civilized form of life, there must be Sudharma. Social divisions according to one's work and qualifications. This is indicated in Bhagavad Gita 4.13. చాదుర్వణ్యం మయా సృష్టం గుణకర్మ విభాగశః. అకార్డింగ్ టు ద 3 మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ అండ్ ది వర్క్ అస్క్రైబ్డ్ టు దమ్, ద 4 డివిజన్స్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ సొసైటీ వర్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై మీ. శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరనితా కీ జై. శ్రీ రాధారాస్వామి జీ కీ జై. సీతారాం లక్ష్మణ్ భక్త హనుమాన్ జీ కీ జై. In civilized human society, there must be the divisions of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And everyone must properly execute his occupational duty in accordance with his division. Here it is described, Swadharma Nishtaha, that it does not matter whether one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. If one sticks to his position and properly executes his particular duty, he is considered a civilized human being. Otherwise, he is no better than an animal. It is also mentioned herein that whoever executes his occupational duty, Swadharma, for 100 births, for instance, if a Brahmana continues to act as a Brahmana, becomes eligible for promotion to Brahmaloka, the planet where Lord Brahma lives. There is also a planet called Shivalok or Sadashivalok, which is situated in a marginal position between the spiritual and material worlds. If after being situated in Brahmaloka, one becomes more qualified, he is promoted to Sadashivalok. Similarly, when one becomes even more qualified, he can attain the Vaikuntha Lokas. The Vaikuntha Lokas are targets for everyone, even the demigods, and they can be attained by a devotee who has no desire for material benefit. As indicated in Bhagavad Gita 8:16, one does not escape material miseries even if he is elevated to Brahmaloka. Abrahma Bhuna Loka Punaravattino Arjuna. Similarly, one is not very safe even if he is promoted to Shivalok, because the planet of Shivaloka is marginal. However, if one attains Vaikuntha Loka, he attains the highest perfection of life and the end of the evolutionary process. Mam upetitu kaundeya punarjanmana vidyate. In other words, it is confirmed herein that a person in human society who has developed consciousness must take to Krishna consciousness in order to be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka or Krishna Loka immediately after leaving the body. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sojuna. Bhagavad Gita 4:9. A devotee who is fully in Krishna consciousness, who is not attracted by any other loga or planets, including Brahma loga and Shiva loga, is immediately transferred to Krishna loga, mameti. That is the highest perfection of life and the perfection of the evolutionary process.
Om Akyana Timirandasya Akyananjana Sarakaya Chakshurun Militam Menat Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Dupakadamahyam Dadadisya Padandikam Vandeham Sri Guruh Sri Yudha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajadam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Visakannitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vangchakal Patalubhyascha Kriba Sindhu Bhevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yakrapatahamam Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam
கிருஷ்ணச்சைதன்யமேஸ்வரம். நமாம் விஷ்ணுபதாய கிருஷ்ணபிரஷ்டாய புதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த சுவாமி நாமனே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவி கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பச்சாத்திரே சதாரணே. So Srila Prabhupada is very nicely describing the evolutionary process in this purport, and he is taking us up to the highest perfection of the evolutionary process. So Pralaya Payodhi Jale Dhavanasi Vedam, let us begin tracing the evolutionary process from the point of devastation when the whole universe is filled with water. So actually this is summer season. So everybody thinks the weather is very hot, isn't it? Very hot and sweaty. So what if the sun was twice as hot as this? So actually it is described that at the time of devastation, the sun becomes 12 times as hot as now. So you can just imagine how hot it must be. So basically what happens is, all the plants and trees, they lose their leaves, they dry up. All the waters of the oceans become steam, evaporate. Everything becomes burnt up in such a heat. Naturally all the living beings die, and everything that is manifest, all the living beings die, and all the plants and trees, everything dies, and it all becomes dry. And then, like about maybe from 2 weeks from now, there will be some rain, 2 or 3 weeks from now. There will be torrents of rain, non-stop rain. And maybe people in Bombay can remember, 2 or 3 years back, there were some heavy rains. Yeah. So like that, there will be torrents of rain, and the entire universe becomes filled with water. So that is Pralaya Payodhi Jale. So Pralaya Payodhi Jale Dhridavanasi Vedam. So when the universe is completely filled with water, the Vedic knowledge, this is called Sanatana Dharma, it's always protected by Lord Krishna. How? Meena Sharira. Krishna incarnates as Meenavatar, the fish incarnation. And on the wings of this fish, the Vedas are protected. It is kept above the Pralaya Payodhi Jala, the waters of deluge. So this is the universal scheme of things, that the Vedas are protected. Then it's not known as Sanatana Dharma, eternal occupation of the living entities, eternal occupational duties of the living beings. So that's always protected. So then at that time there are many fishes and other aquatics, and from these aquatics evolve creepers, trees, etc. So then evolutionary process is described in these pages of Bhagavatam. Then Prabhupada says, from these insects and reptiles evolve, and from them birds, bees, and then human beings, and finally civilized human beings. So Bhagavatam also describes an evolutionary process. Of course the difference between the evolution that is taught in by atheistic science and Bhagavatam is that Bhagavatam first of all accepts the distinction between the spirit soul, jivatma, and jivabhuta mahabaho yedam dharyate jagat. Jivabhuta, that is the spirit soul who has accepted the manifested living body, the physical body. So there is a difference between the living body and the eternal spirit soul. So Bhagavatam accepts it. But once it accepts, Bhagavatam is describing almost similar kind of evolution. Fish, then aquatics, from aquatics evolve creepers, trees, then insects, reptiles, and birds, bees, and then human beings. And finally civilized human beings. Now the civilized human being is at a junction where he can make further evolutionary progress in spiritual life. So, ലബ്ധ്വാ സുദുർലഭമിതം ബഹു സംഭവാന്തേ മാനുഷ്യമർത്ഥതം അനിത്യമപീഹതീര തൂർണം യദേതെന്ന പദേ അനുമൃത്തിയാവ് നിശ്രേയസായ വിഷയ ഖലു സർവദസ്യാത് ലബ്ധ്വാ സുദുർലഭമിതം. So there are 8,400,000 different species of life, and just now we went through the process of evolution, and say a living being who has taken birth in this material world, say as a lowest form, after 8 million births in this material world, he comes to the human form of life. Labdhva sudurlabham idam. Labham means one that can be obtained. Durlabham means very hard to obtain. Sudurlabham, most difficult to obtain, the human form of life. So even in human form of life, there are 400,000 different species. So after coming to human form of life, one has to come to the civilized human form of life. Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bahu sambhavandi, after many, many births. Manushyam arthadam, in this human form of life, one has a chance to attain perfection of life. Manushyam arthadam. Anityam. At the same time, Bhagavatam is saying it is anitya, temporary. Manushyam arthadam anityam abhiha dheeraha. So one who is dheera, that means one who is sober-minded, one who is not easily disturbed by the anxieties of this material world. Thurnam yadeta napadet. So this is the junction. Thurnam yadeta. Immediately one should strive for Krishna consciousness. Thurnam yadeta. Thurnam yadeta napadet. One should not fall down again into the lower species of life. Just like in yesterday's drama, the children were asking young Prahlad, "My dear Prahlad, you are a prince. Now we are children. Why don't we play? We have got our break from our teachers. We should play." Then Prahlad Maharaj said, "No, kaumara ajareet prajna dharma. One should practice Krishna consciousness right from childhood. One should not waste his time. Even as a child, he's not supposed to waste his time in simply playing. So there may be some chance for Krishna conscious children to engage in authorized playful activities like swimming or wrestling. But anyway, the point is anityam. Even a child can die, so there is no guarantee in the material world. So this is foremost. Turnam yadetana padet anumrutti avad. Because if we fall down, we will simply again undergo the cycle of repeated birth and death. We will be anumrutiya. We will be following the cycle of death, birth and death. Turnam yadena pade anumrutiya. Nishreya saya vishaya khalo sarvadasyad. Nishreyas. That is, shreyas means that which is beneficial. Nishreyas means that which is ultimately beneficial. Labdhva sudurlabhamidam. Yadgatva naparam cha labam manyadena adhikam tada. Yalladva chaparam labam manyadena adhikam tada. Once having attained Krishna consciousness, yadlabdva, after having attained, na aparam labam, there is no other thing to be gained. That realization has to come. Yasmin sthitena dukhena guruna apichalyate. Once having come to this, then that person is not disturbed by even the greatest of calamities in the material world. So that is the position of Krishna consciousness or devotional service. So, vishaya khalu sarvada syad. Because generally, for most of the conditioned souls, the prime interest is vishaya, interest in enjoying the senses, sense gratification. Vishaya kalu sarvada syad. Sense gratification can be easily obtained in any form of life. But attaining Krishna consciousness, that is possible only in this rare human birth. Therefore, Bhagavatam enjoins that we should take up Krishna consciousness. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udarati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeda purusham param. Whether one is full of material desires, whether one is
a devotee free from all material desires or moksha kama, where one wants to attain impersonal Brahman, all such people are enjoined to take up pure devotional service to the Lord. So in the human form of life, it is stated, Sudharma Nishtha, that when a living entity comes to a civilized form of life, there must be Sudharma, social divisions according to one's work and qualification. That is indicated in Bhagavad Gita, Chadurvanyam Mayasrishtam Gunakarma Vipakasha. So, Visanadana, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna recognizes that in the, even in human society, people are not immediately interested in spiritual life. Interaction of the three modes of material nature. So living beings are under the control of the three different modes of material nature. Not everybody is going to seek perfection. So Krishna has created this system. Chadurvanyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashaha tasya kartaram abhimam vidya kartaram abhiyam. So Krishna has created these four social divisions and spiritual orders. Chadurvanyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashaha, according to one's qualities and the previous karma, gunakarma. So Prabhupada always makes the point, it is not according to birth, not janma karma, according to guna karma. So these divisions are created by Krishna himself, and it will not go away, no matter how much wishful thinking one may have. You cannot create a classless society as the communists try to do. But even in communism, they could not avoid the classes. Prabhupada pointed out that even in communism, you have to have teachers. Then you have to have people who do business. And you have to have people who fight, army. And then you have to have laborers. So how have you avoided classes? There cannot be a classless society. So communist idea is to have a classless society. But Prabhupada points out that actually, spiritual communism is even better, because even though there may be four different classes, the goal is the same and the benefits are the same for all the classes and all the orders, all the spiritual orders. So in civilized human society, there must be divisions of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and everyone must properly execute his occupational duty in accordance with this division. And so here it is described that it does not matter whether one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. If one sticks to his position and properly executes his particular duty, he is considered a civilized human being. Otherwise, he is no better than an animal. Saiva gokaraha. So the point is being made that Brahmanas, Prabhupada said, I came to create a class of Brahmanas. So in the human society, the first need is to create a class of Brahmanas. Prabhupada said, and actually when Prabhupada started preaching Krishna consciousness, all over the world, the situation was very degraded. And people were not interested in spiritual life. So the first business is to create that interest in spiritual life. Therefore Prabhupada preached that Krishna consciousness, Kalo Nashta Dishamesha Puranarko Dinodita Krishna Sudamo Bhagade Dharmakyana Dibisaha Kalo Nashta Dishamesha Puranarko Dinodita. The age of Kali, in the beginning of the age of Kali, Krishna has already left after winding up his pastimes at the end of Dwapara Yuga. Krishna Sudama Bhagade Dharma Jnana Adipisa. Along with Krishna went the Dharma and Jnana. So and this set the stage of Kali Yuga to enter. Kalau Nashta Dishamesha. So everyone has lost, all of us have lost the spiritual vision. Everyone in Kali Yuga is bereft of spiritual vision. Puranarko Dinodita. But then there is one great blessing for Kali Yuga, that is the son of Bhagavatam has risen. So the Bhagavatam son arose. Bhagavatam was spoken and given as a blessing to the people of Kali Yuga. But even that blessing manifested for everyone on the planet only after Srila Prabhupada started preaching Krishna consciousness. So Bhagavata Dharma, Prabhupada took up the Bhagavata Dharma, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and speaking Krishna Katha. He established this process throughout the whole world, throughout the whole planet. Saint Prabhupada said, my interest was to create a class of Brahmanas. And Prabhupada practically demonstrated that a Brahmana doesn't mean by birth. It is by qualification. Ahobada Shubajo Togariyan Ejjikhagre Vattade Namatubhyam Tebastabaste Juhuva Shasnuradya Brahmanojo Nama Granandiyete. So simply by propagating the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Kapila Devi is saying, Devahuti Putra Kapila, Aho Vada Shubajo Togariyan. When one chants the holy name of Krishna, actually Devahuti is saying this to Kapila Devi, Aho Vada Shubajo Togariyan. One who chants the holy name of Krishna, one who chants your holy name, Te Gariyan, he becomes more qualified, greater than Ejjihagre Vatana Namatubhyam Tebasta Tabaste Juhu Sasnurarya. It must be understood that that person has executed all kinds of austerities and penances. He has executed the Varnashrama Dharma in many, many births. Only such a person becomes actually eligible to chant the holy names of the Lord Krishna. So, a Brahmana, the position of a devotee who chants the holy name of Krishna is very great, and that has been made possible by preaching of Krishna consciousness, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started more than 500 years ago, and which Srila Prabhupada actually came and out of his causeless mercy distributed that Krishna Prem throughout the whole world. So a Brahmana is then actually interested in learning scriptures and giving this knowledge to others. And Kshatriyas are actually meant for protecting the human society, protecting actually all the living beings. And but their qualification is that they are actually order carriers of the Brahmanas. Brahmana is worshipping Krishna, and Kshatriyas are actually meant to serve the Brahmanas and the weaker sections of the society. And then, of course, Krishir Gorakshavani Jam Vaishakarma Subhavajam. Krishir Gorakshavani Jam. The function of the Vaishyas is actually protection of cows and engaging in business. So this is actually very prime necessity, protecting the cows. So Krishna is known as Gopala Chudamani. Krishna is known as protector of the cows. He's the crest jewel of the cowherd boys. Gopala, cow protection is very important. See, even the business is centered around Vedic principles. Because the cow is acting like the mother of the human society. Cow is producing milk, and cow doesn't need much, simply needs the grass. So, if the business is centered around protecting the cows, then there will actually be a civilized human society, there will actually be prosperity. Whereas nowadays the priorities are completely turned around. Everything is centered around producing a lot of automobiles and creating rubber for that. So many economic misdirections from an atheistic society. So then the Shudras, the higher classes are, everyone is engaged, centered around Krishna. So the Shudras are serving the rest of the society. So the entire society is actually engaged in serving Krishna. So engaged in absolute activities, spiritual activities. Therefore everybody gets the benefit. So the point is made here that if one executes his occupation duty for 100 births in this world, then he becomes qualified to occupy the post of Brahma. So that gradual evolution is being described here. If one wants to occupy the post of Brahma, then one must execute the Varnashrama Dharma duties for 100 births. But what is the guarantee of executing duties in Varnashrama Dharma and coming to the point of Brahma's post? One has to be very, very careful. Very difficult. Anytime one can make a mistake and you could even fall down as an animal. Whereas 100 births means you have to be born as a human being again and again for 100 births. And do your duties very religiously. Then one may come to the point of Brahma. Then it is described that one becomes more qualified, he is promoted to Sadashiva Loka. Similarly, when one becomes even more qualified, he can attain the Vaikuntha Lokas. So, just like Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted a position higher than that of Brahma. So actually, Brahma's planet is the highest planet in the material creation. So here it is being described that one wants to attain better and better position in material life. So the highest material position you can get is Brahma's position. But it so happened in Dhruva Maharaj's pastimes that Dhruva was not satisfied because he was offended by his stepmother. Then he decided, what about Brahma's position? No, I want something better than that. So if somebody starts inquiring beyond this material creation, then you can try to find Krishna. In fact, Brahma himself tried to inquire the root of this creation. So when one is interested in knowing the cause of all causes, Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So Dhruva Maharaj, when he wanted to go beyond Brahma's position, then fortunately he got proper instructions and he was Narada Muni himself came and he gave the process by which actually he can fulfill his desire. So then when Dhruva Maharaj performed his austerities, within a short time, 6 months or whatever, he was able to see Lord Vishnu. When he saw Lord Vishnu, then he realized that whatever I was asking was for a meagre, very meagre. Yad labdha chaparam labham manyate nadikam tada. He was thinking that I should get some position better than Brahma's position. But after having seen Krishna, I realized that whatever I was asking for, even some position better than Brahma, it's also just broken pieces of glass. Samin kudatosi varam na yache. And the thing is that even within less than one lifetime, he got something better than Brahma's position. So process of Krishna consciousness is completely transcendental. So, the Vaikuntha Lokas are targets for everyone, even the demigods, and they can be attained by a devotee who has no desire for material benefit. As indicated in the Bhagavad Gita, one does not escape material miseries even if he is elevated to Brahma Loka. Abrahma Bhuvanal Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. So any position in the material world, it's called Martya Loka, is subject to cycle of birth and death, samsara chakra. So what is the point of asking for any position in the material world? The target for everyone, here it is described, that even for the demigods who are controllers in the material world, even for them, they have to also eventually go to the spiritual world. So why waste our time here? So the point is also made that Brahmanas, even Brahmanas have very limited knowledge. But the position of a devotee who is striving for Krishna consciousness, is in fact very glorious. Why? Because we see in these pages of Bhagavatam that sometimes even devotees, after worshipping Krishna here, they make an effort to go to the Shiva temple, offer some worship there or respect there or whatever. But actually it's all not at all necessary. One simply has to develop a desire to serve Krishna. As soon as a person has a desire to serve Krishna, all the demigods are ready to give him all kind of help, Bhagavatam says. So here in the life of Prajedas, it's exemplified. Because in the life of Prajedas, Lord Shiva himself came to give benedictions to the Prajedas. Whereas materialists, they have to struggle hard, try to please demigods, try to get some meager benefit. In fact, King Kulasekara prays that Krishna is ready to offer all kinds of his own kingdom to his devotee. But unfortunately, the people of this material world, they are interested in serving some lord of a few villages who can only meagerly reward us. So, that is the unfortunate situation of people in this material world. So, Lord Shiva, the greatest of the demigods, is ready to come and give benediction to the devotee. So, any devotee, whether neophyte or few years or few months or few births, doesn't matter. There is no need to engage in worshipping anybody other than Krishna and the spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya. Because simply by that process, the best of all living beings are always ready to give help to such a devotee. So, these are some of the points. I'll stop here. If somebody asks any question, I'll take her. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you were mentioning that there were 4 lakh species of human beings.
Yes.
Okay, so what does this species refer to actually?
400,000 species of human beings. I think I have read in Bhagavatam that, you know, there are different races even on this planet. So they all belong to different species of human beings. Like there are race in Africa and that's one thing. Yeah.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that it all depends on level of consciousness. We may be moving around, but one person may belong to one species and another is like that.
Okay. So we could have different species even amongst us. Okay. Thank you.
If suppose somebody reaches Vaikuntha, then can he be promoted to Golok? By what means?
What is that? If one reaches Vaikuntha,
then can he be promoted to Golok?
Because when he will be promoted to Golok?
Can he be? Is there any chance to be promoted further to Golok like that?
Yes, if he develops a desire to serve Krishna, he can be. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita actually says that we should not take such a chance. We should not think about going to some Vaikuntha Loka first and then go to Krishna Loka.
Bhagavad Gita in the 1865, I think. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord like Rama or Nrisimha, Varaha and all that. One should simply meditate on the two-handed form of Krishna. That's the best guarantee.
Are there any four classes in Vaikuntha and Golok? Four classes or no classes there?
I'm sorry? Four classes in Vaikuntha? No, not in Vaikuntha. That is in the human society.
One has to worship two-handed form of Krishna along with Radharani. Am I correct?
Yes. That's why we have Hare Krishna Mandra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Radha Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Really, like in the purport, we see the evolutionary process is described. But when we hear it, it appears like it is similar to the Darwin's theory of evolution. So is it the mistake of the editorial board or what is the...
Is it the mistake of?
Editorial board. It appears like it's similar to Darwin's theory of evolution. If you read through...
Editorial board. I mean, you mean this is the mistake of the editorial board? Is that what you ask? I don't think so. This is I don't think it's a mistake of the editorial board. These are in the pages of Bhagavan. Prabhupada also has given many lectures like this, right?
See, in Life Comes From Life, Prabhupada clearly describes that the bodies are already tailor-made. And it's not that, just like Darwin says, that from aquatics comes the creepers and the trees, and from them comes the beast and like that. So, but here, the statements are just like Darwin's theories of evolution. So it's bewildering. I mean, somebody who doesn't know much and he reads this section, so he will feel like Vedas support Darwin's theory of evolution.
There's also another place in Bhagavatam where Prabhupada says, you know, it's almost similar to Darwin's theory of evolution. I have to find that quote. I don't remember the exact quote. You have any comments, Ram Rupa? I don't think it's a mistake. These books have been around since the time of Prabhupada. This is the fourth canto.